Just absolutely munched down a pizza, didn't I?
What are you eating, Jim?
I just had a chicken and bacon salad.
Fucking hell.
Cheer you up.
No, that's one of our weekly dinners. It's nothing flash. it's one of the five she eats.
It's on the list.
I had a lamb kofta salad.
Different?
No. I seem to have harissa with everything at the moment. I'm going for a chili face.
Stick it around your rim.
Stick it around my rim and then stick my rim in your face.
Please. He's screaming at the eyes, bub.
Welcome back, everyone.
I've been watching the lead up to the Masters. It's crept up. It's tomorrow, isn't it? Wallop.
Oh, can't wait.
It's looking tip top condition, isn't it?
It's something.
Yeah, I got it on there.
I did have it on.
Have we got enough funds in the pot to go to Augusta next year?
Yeah, well, if we carry on at the same win rate, my mortgage is gone by December then.
I love how defensive GP gets when we challenge his choice, even though he's won fuck all.
I want two, thank you.
Yeah, but
how many have we done?
When you start going for eight to one,
six
off,
or seven?
Yeah, look, it's all turning around for me. Doncaster, turn Wigan over this weekend.
1-0.
It's all up for me, bruv.
You get the idea of this, don't you?
No, I thought we just picked teams that were not going to win. Is that not right?
Yeah, for charity.
On that basis, you've been doing really well.
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah, I don't know why you're giving me pelters.
What you should do, Christian, is take the team that he reckons will win and then pick the other team.
Just ignore him. Completely sidestep it.
And then enter that one into the arena. So
the fixture that he picks, don't even bet on that game. If he picks a fixture, ignore it.
Just take it out of the equation.
Yeah.
Look, my bet this week is coming in. I guarantee it.
Well, whatever. You said that every week, so that's a load of shit. Right, I want each of you to pick a winner for the Masters. I don't want any rationale. I don't want any chat. I don't want more than one name. I just want one name from each year to win the Masters.
What now?
Yeah. Just off the cuff. Justin Thomas. Who?
Justin Thomas.
Right. GP?
Jordan Spieth.
Christian?
I mean, I don't really know golf, but is Westwood playing? I'm going to go Westwood.
What, the DJ?
DJ Westwood. He's in.
Tim.
He's even called Westwood. He's not, is he?
Yeah, Tim Westwood, isn't it?
Tim Westwood. Oh, God, man. Absolute helmet.
Yeah, pimp your vehicle. I'm going to go with Spieth as well. I don't know why, because he's not really done anything since he won it, but...
He has.
Yeah, you've not been watching the golf. Yeah, this season.
I mean, at the Masters.
He changed his swing.
Since 2000, what was it, 15, he won it, didn't he?
Yeah.
So in 6 years, he's not really done too much there, has he?
No, the last 2 years, he's put down to his swing change, apparently.
Hi, I'm Christian.
Hi, I'm Jim.
Hi, I'm Dan.
Hi, I'm Hank.
And this is the Football Musketeers.
But hang on. So last week, did anyone stay awake in the Poland game after I called it to be a load of shit?
Yes, I did
through pure anger.
Did you like my I put £2 on Maguire to score next.
Yeah, that was a good bet.
Yeah.
But the game was pants, right?
Yeah.
The infuriating bit.
Yeah. Go on, Jim. You're going to say it, yeah.
He brought Lingard and Calvert-Lewin on after we scored. That should have been the 60th minute. 85th minute, we've scored, and then he brings them on for a little run. It's a joke. It's infuriating, in fact.
It just doesn't make any sense, does it?
You don't get it.
Dan Newcourt.
What, sorry?
I was going to say, Dan, you called it. You said that's the sort of stuff that cost you wins at the Euros.
That whole reason I said in the group chat when they were playing, when it happened, It's the whole reason why we lost the World Cup. His changes are far too late in the game.
Yeah.
Well, Lee Dixon was saying, it was like, they were talking, it was about the 75th minute, something like that, and I was getting more, I was getting the umps, and like, slowly, and so it was growing. And then they was debating, why hasn't he made any changes? And Lee Dixon was just saying, he obviously feels like this is the 11 that he's got available. It's the best to win the game.
In your words, though, Jim, if you do it nearer the 18-minute mark, then the panicking just starts, doesn't it? They just start panicking, and before you know it, you're just chasing it, ain't you? And you ain't got a chance.
I mean, it's hard to, when you do come on as a sub, it's hard to get your foothold on the game anyway, as a player, isn't it? You need at least 5-10 minutes to sort of get going. If you bring anyone on in the 65th, you know, they've got 5-10 minutes just to get warmed up and everything, and then stop firing on all cylinders. They've still got 15 minutes of the game.
Yeah, 60 to 70 minutes for me.
Yeah,
that's your window. And yeah, anything later than that,
half time.
I think that panic kicks in, like you're saying. I used to, you go any later than, I don't know, probably maximum 75th minute, unless they score an equaliser or something, and then a reactive after the 75th minute. I get that, but a stalemate, and we were 1-1 because of an error, and we just watched that and watched it. It was just, it was like paint drying. It was horrendous.
Also, like Phillips.
That's what Southgate is, isn't it? Paint drying. Nothing about him.
Phillips plays in a lead side where they're all just mental, aren't they? Just going off on one, all bang on, like E numbers running around like nutcases. And then you've got, you stick him in an England team that couldn't be any more slow paced. I don't understand why we play so slow.
I was thinking about this, and it follows on from Rice being injured as well. Has Southgate done that? Because he knows that Henderson's not there and he's trying to breed somebody in to be able to play in that position. And is that the best that we've got as a holding midfielder?
I'd
play N'Golo Kanté. He's much better. He's one of my old Leicester crew as well.
Jude Bellingham. That's who I'd play.
He's not holding mid though. We said this a couple of weeks ago.
No, he's not.
Care. Jim's not sentimental. Jim doesn't care about any of the detail. He just wants the young Bellingham to play. That's what
I would rather have him than having him on the pitch and him not be in that position would be far more beneficial than having Phillips on the pitch.
Phillips doesn't play that way. Phillips is a holding midfielder, yet you're trying to get him to be a ball carrier midfielder. I don't know why. Yeah. I mean, he would have been better off playing Ward-Prowse. Yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
At least Ward-Prowse gets on the ball. He's not, you know, he's not. I'm not saying he's the answer, but he's a bloody better one.
Do you know what Ward-Prowse is? Ward-Prowse is an old school MC, isn't he? You don't get many of them anymore. For me, he's a proper
microphone champion. JWP on the mic.
Yeah.
Bring up Free Ting.
Bring up the Free Ting swing.
Got my guest Tim Westwood coming on.
Jesus.
I would rather have Ward-Prowse, yeah. I agree. Mm-hmm. This is my opinion. If I was playing and I had the ball, and you look up and you've got 3, 4, 5 options, he's the last one every time. I don't want to give him the ball.
That's probably why John Stones lost it on Wednesday, because he saw Calvin Phillips on, isn't it? Just reiterating your point.
John Stones fucked up. You've got to accept that. I know you love him.
He had nothing on.
If you've got nothing on, pelted it. Then yeah, you pelt it out. You do a Leon leg and you get your big leg, your big meaty leg on it, and you just kick it as far as you can.
Leon leg.
I was on the tin with Leon leg.
When I was watching the game, I did have a thought about why doesn't he ever play this? I don't want to say the same team every time, but would you not play, especially in these World Cup qualifiers, would you not play the team you're going to start on the first game of the Euros?
There's a massive thing about the club managers. I think they've got a lot more influence and they ask them to only play X minutes. But if you've got San Marino and Albania, Mourinho is obviously on there saying, do me a favour. Don't be playing.
Yeah, he's on the
three 90 minutes. Yeah.
I'll come back to my point. See your point. Right? When you've got all these resources available to you, I'd play three different teams against Czech Republic, Scotland and Croatia. I'd play the teams that are going to beat those teams. Like, against Scotland, you should be playing a really attacking side that are going to absolutely trounce them.
Like, that is sod, it.
Sod the holding midfielders. Get rid of all of them. If you're playing a San Marino, you don't need a holding midfielder.
I'm going to estimate any of your three teams for any of those fixtures, none of them have got Phillips in them.
No.
So, yeah, what's the point? I don't get it. What's the point in...
That's what annoys me.
Is it a backup plan in case Henderson or Rice isn't around?
That's what I was thinking the other night. You've got to have something behind it, behind the mentality. But I completely agree with what you're saying. You're playing against the team. You're playing against what's in front of you. So you play the formation or the starting 11 that are equipped to beat that side.
Against San Marino, I'd have played Kane and Calvert-Lewin up front.
Yeah.
And just gone, we're going to score 10 goals. Make a massive point.
Yeah.
I did. I saw a tweet about Calvin Phillips. I could not have agreed any more with it. He's not a bad player, but he should be playing for England.
I'm not saying he's a bad player. I've never once said that.
No. Yeah, but he's a good player, but he should not be starting for England.
I agree.
But that's what H said. That's your point, H. What you're saying, he's playing in a nutty league side. That
such a
bottom to mid-table prem. He don't even stand out at Leeds, if I'm going to be brutally honest. There's a few other players in Leeds that you named before him.
What, in centre mid?
No, in general. Because you couldn't name the 11 anyway.
Changes so much.
But that's what I mean. He's not just going to... Like, you go Aston Villa, you go Grealish. He's at that level, so he deserves to play for an international platform. You've got Foden, you've got Kane, you've got Maguire...
Superstars.
They are known players in big teams in the Premier League, in the right end of the league. When you say Leeds, name the first three players that come off. Phillips ain't one, unless I've just plumbed it into your head.
Bamford, Rafinha, the two that I think of straight away.
I'm not just saying it to grind against you, but Phillips is up there for me in the Leeds team. He is, because even when he was in the Championship, he was bossing it constantly. I'm not saying he's bossing it this year; he's not bossing it. But
well, that's just fed me even more. He bossed it in the Championship, exactly.
Yeah, but he's in the top. If you ask me, three Leeds players, he's in the top three.
And that's the problem, though, isn't it? What? He's not in the top three England players. That's the problem. All right, so yeah. Gary Neville and Jamie Carragher, that obviously they're naming their 11 the other night. They done their 23 and then they done their starting 11. There was a little debate with Gary and Jamie, and Gary said that he believes Maguire would be more of a miss for England than Harry Kane would.
Yeah, he's going to say that. He's a United fan. Just
exactly.
Wow. Move on.
And Carragher called him out on it, obviously, because... Rightly so, and his argument was that there's better backups for Kane than there is Maguire.
Sometimes I think them two just get into their own little world where they just want to just grate on each other and start arguments.
Who was Carragher's one? But he fucking says Trent.
What, the player? No,
Trent.
He was just arguing that Kane's the best player, so therefore he should be the most missed, regardless of who your backup is.
It's absolutely integral. What other player have we got that's going to start for England that scored more than 15 goals?
Christian, what was his rationale? Did he say any more than
that? Yeah, so his rationale was, with if you take Maguire out, it removes the option of having a back four. Because Mings and Stones he doesn't feel that Mings or Cody could play in a back four. They would need the extra centre defender with them.
Well, what does he know? He failed at Valencia.
So yeah, I mean, off. I completely disagree. I don't think.
Jog on, Gal. I'm sitting here in my fucking little bedroom while you're in your mansion living off your United earnings. You know, fuck all, mate.
He owns hotels, he owns
Salford City.
It could be worse.
Joe Bloggo over here, he knows so much more than you.
It could be Tony Adams, who's completely lost the plot. Did you see the training session he took a couple of years ago with that team? Now, he's one guy I'd like to go for a beer with.
You ain't doing it now, are you?
Yeah, he don't drink anymore, does he?
No.
He's reformed,
isn't
he?
That's what happens when you drink too much, I think.
Yeah.
And straight to his
bumps. I can't digest this Maguire Kane.
It's mad.
I'm struggling.
It's called an argument, Jim, I think. It's obvious to everyone that 99% of people are going to say it's Kane, obviously. He's just trying to start an argument with Carragher. He's got to be.
Yeah. I mean, if Maguire was like a Ramos, I'd understand. Realistically, you're not going to fucking miss him, are you?
I actually think he's a witch. Have you seen how pointy his nose is?
Oh.
And that hair. So
Maguire.
Look, 21 minutes got to the hair.
I was going to say something else. Not the time. But you definitely have to cut it. But he looks like a witch. He's got nothing about him. I'll take it or leave it. He's good at clearing the ball and going through people.
Don't get me wrong, I loved him in the World Cup.
Yeah, I don't love him now. Different player.
He could go and score the winner in the Euros. I'll love him again. I don't care. I'm fickle like that when it comes to
England. We won't care who scores. We won't care if we win the World Cup and it's an own goal and we don't deserve it. We won't care, will we?
Sounds not mad, does it?
No, I don't care if we don't score in the whole tournament and every team scores an own goal against us. And I'll still be over the moon.
I'll still say we deserve it.
Do 1-1 though. Don't we? Back post, slabhead.
Wallet.
Oosh. Great big freeze block of the head that he's got.
What?
Harry Kane has got a mouth inside his mouth. Yeah.
Some of the stuff you come out with is
so random.
It's just bizarre.
He must have one of those machines. CPAP machine. He's got to have one.
Right, go on in. Lingard.
Well, he's created a problem, hasn't he?
He's in my squad, he ain't in my level.
Yeah.
But how many, we can only take so many midfielders, so we've been talking about Sancho, Grealish, Rice, Foden, Ward-Prowse, Mount. There's millions of them.
You could take as many midfielders as you like. But you could take a maximum of 20 outfield players, 3 GKs.
Yeah, but so you can't take as many as you like, can you? So there's 20 and there's 7. You're going to take 3 keepers, so there's 17. You have to take at least 4 defenders.
It's a 23-man squad, isn't it?
Yeah.
You
get 20 outfield.
20 outfield players.
I reckon we could name over 10 midfielders, though, that we think should be going. Easy. This is the problem.
Harry Maguire might have to drop out.
He can't take all of them, can he?
And that's the Euros gone.
If Grealish don't go, I'm going to be furious.
Especially if Lingard's over him.
Yeah.
That's my concern.
Southgate gets so caught up in a bubble of like a flash in a pan form that it worries me.
He don't
like
Grealish, does he?
No. Yeah. Well, he's too much to handle, isn't he? It's because he's never managed a club that actually has any talent in it, so he doesn't know how to handle.
Is he actually too much to handle? He's the captain of Aston Villa Football Club.
Yeah.
Can't be that much to handle.
Just have a fucking look at
him. Thing is, you're not going to be...
What?
You're not going to be that good and be a sensible little Mason Mount fucking prune, are you? That's the problem. You're not, are you?
I suppose that means his hair, yeah.
Mason Mount has his hair cut every 2 weeks. 2 round the sides, 4 on the top. Fucking boring.
I was talking about Grealish's hair.
I don't like the hair situation, you know that, but you need a Grealish. You need something. You need a little bit of inspiration. I mean, the guy's been tackled about 100 times more than anyone else in the league, hasn't he?
If he's fit and back playing again, and he doesn't go, or he goes as a squad player, and we go into Croatia first, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If we go against Croatia and he doesn't play, or he's not involved and then he doesn't play against Scotland, I'm going to have the right arm. And more so, if he doesn't go at all, and I agree, Lingard is in great form. What he's done is amazing. Changing, coming back, and he does look, he's bang on form at the moment. So I agree, he should be a squad player. But I am concerned that we're going to get to that point where it's one or the other. Because like the way we all say, the way Southgate behaves, and he like Christian, you said, he bows to a load of pressure and all the rest of it. There's certain other players that won't drop out. You know, you're not going to lose Sterling. You're not going to look like Sancho probably fall back into the mix. He clearly likes him because he's dragged him about for quite a while and he's been injured in and out. I'm worried that we're going to get to the point where it's going to be Lingard or Grealish. And from a political, making loads of friends, he's going to choose Lingard. And that worries me.
I've just jotted down. Mount, Grealish, Sancho, Rice, Phillips, Madison, Foden, Lingard, Ward-Prowse. Is Saka a midfielder or not?
Saka.
Where does he play?
Left back.
Three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. I've just written down 12.
Madison won't go. Definitely not.
See, this thing, I'd take Madison over Phillips.
Yeah, so like, but he'll take Phillips over Madison.
Let's be honest. He's going to take Phillips. He's going to take Eric Dyer. He's going to take Loftus Cheek.
Don't bring him up.
We didn't even get to that point.
He ain't taking Loftus Cheek. Don't be so cheeky. No chance.
What a man.
He can't. Specimen.
Yeah.
So, right. So let's
take him on a date.
Let me go through them then. You say yes or no. So, Mount is going to take. Yeah. We all in agreement?
Yeah.
100%.
Grealish, question mark, or is he going?
Question mark.
Question mark, yeah.
Sancho.
I would. He'll go.
Yeah.
I think he'll go. Right. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Injury permitting.
Yeah. Phillips?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Madison? No.
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 Foden?
Yep.
Yeah.
Lingard?
Question mark.
Ward-Prowse?
No.
I think he will.
Saka? I think it'll take... No.
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 Winks?
Yes. No.
Yes! I'm joking. Henderson? Will Henderson be fit?
No.
And Dyer?
Yes. Yeah.
So how many spaces are we likely to have in midfield?
The thing is, Sancho can play right wing and left wing. So he's passed us by finish. So
realistically, we're only going to take three strikers, aren't we? Like, we're going to take Kane, Calvert-Lewin.
Who's the other one?
And
Sterling, Rashford.
Abraham or Wilson, probably.
Absolute striker.
Not hey, where's Sterling going?
Sterling's going, isn't he? So Sterling's going.
Kane and Calvert-Lewin are going.
Kane.
I think third striker. Maybe Ings. I think Ings.
Calvert-Lewin, Ings.
So what part's Sterling in?
Left wing. No, he's part of forwards.
So he's in that midfield part?
No, he's in forwards.
Yeah. So they're all forwards. Sterling, Kane, Calvert-Lewin, Ings. Sancho's debatable. Rashford. Should take Rashford.
Yeah, he's a forward.
Take Rashford over Ings.
He's a forward.
He gives out school lunches and that. He's going.
Yeah, and he defends women as well now and all that.
He's laughing. Political vote, is he?
Yeah, anything that's going on in the crowd, he'll go and help out. So you need him there.
He's going to do a fucking George Weah, isn't he? And become Prime Minister of England when he retires.
Giving out the oranges at half time.
Ings ain't going.
Pat on the back for everyone.
Ings ain't going.
He is.
I don't think he will.
He's not. It'd be Rashford, Kane, Sterling, Calvert-Lewin.
You've only got two centre forwards there, though.
No, Rashford can play up front as well.
Okay, well. Oh, fucking hell.
But what about the wide players? So you've got
Sterling.
It's irrelevant taking anyone other than Kane. Yeah, it's a great point.
It'll take Sancho, won't he? Who's an in-betweeny.
Yep.
Greenwood's going to miss out, isn't he?
Yeah.
I would have thought so.
A bit too early for him, I think.
Shame.
We didn't put Bellingham in that list.
Yes, that's just my dream. It's not going to happen.
I think he might go. I think Bellingham might go.
Yeah?
I think we need... I think we need to do this again in a month's time and see. I
mean, Neymar 23.
Yeah, maybe we should all think about what our 23 would be. But you need to obviously think that versus what Southgate's going to do because he's a melt.
Yeah, I couldn't have summed it up any better.
All right, we'll do the 23-man squad towards the end of May.
Yeah.
A few weeks before when we start building out, I think.
We're taking injuries into account and everything, yeah? So we've got a proper 23-man squad.
I'll be realistic. talking about keeping on the England subject, obviously talking about the forwards and everything, what does everyone think? I know you mentioned it, Jim, about the keeper situation. Obviously, I think we're all quite big advocates of Pope, but I'm going to throw it out there.
What are you talking about? You say all.
All right, majority.
From that.
Majority were in favour of Pope, weren't they? But he did look a bit shaky. Not very confident with the ball at his feet.
I was asleep, mate.
From that spell of Pope having a go, I'm as confident with him as I am with Pickford. So I don't really care now, either or.
Put Hendo in then. He ain't looked shaky at all for United.
He'll get in the squad, won't he?
Yeah, they'll be the three.
Yeah.
A bit between them three. I'm jumping back towards Pickford. Fickle fan, mate, but...
But they're not...
Come on, you ain't the only one. A lot of people will.
If Henderson doesn't play in any of the friendlies or anything before, we ain't going into a tournament with a new keeper, are we?
No.
No, it's going to be Pickford. Let's all be... I don't want it to be, but it will be Pickford, won't it?
Yeah.
Yes, it will. It's out of Pickford and Pope. That's who it is. It's out of them too.
Yeah,
I agree.
And all this talk about Alexander-Arnold not going. What are you even talking about? Of course he's going.
It's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous.
That was another thing. I think Gary Neville said he would take Kieran Trippier over Alexander Arnold because
no, I don't want to hear that. I don't want to hear his name on this podcast again. If he's saying stuff like that.
So yeah, that's what Gary Neville said anyway.
We need to go and find Gary Neville, give him a good hiding.
Surely
not. No, genuinely.
I'll have a word with Sean Dyche and me and him will go around there and take care of him.
Jeez, yeah. Trust Trent. You can't trust Trent in a back four.
I thought, what, against these part-time? I mean, Scotland are part-time, right? Are they still part-time?
Well, they get results part-time, don't they?
I loved it when I was watching San Marino and a guy came off the bench and they went, yeah, and he's a car dealer.
It was one of them won a header and they went, yeah, he's a graphic designer.
Was it like 10, 12 minutes in, their centre mid was absolutely dying a death. He was like beetroot, like puffing out his arse. I thought he ain't going to make it.
Was their keeper, though? Their keeper was decent.
Yeah.
Yeah, do you see who he plays for?
He's Syria. Is it Italy, Division 3 or something?
Third tier, Syria in Italy, reserve keeper.
He was good. I thought he was good. I've said to Beth, like, once I get her pregnant, we'll go and have the baby in San Marino so that I can play for the team.
I'd love it. You talk like as if he was just flicking a switch. Once I've done that, I'll go and choose its nationality.
Okay, well, I only have to look at her a certain way and the baby will be there.
Oh, well.
Jesus. Yeah, I might get her to conceive. I might have the baby in San Marino whilst eating a bit of Jamaican food. Yeah. And then... maybe have a curry as a main course and then like a Turkish dessert so then he can play for any of them countries.
Do you know what I hope? Is that your kid don't have shit hair. He's just going to get rinsed, isn't he?
Yeah. He's just going to get left somewhere, right?
Oh, look. Of course he's going to have good hair. Fantastic. So we got, I mean, this midfield situation's insane, so we're going to have to revisit that. But Lingard's definitely given him a problem, hasn't he?
Yes. Yeah, a good problem for once.
Yeah. Do you think that we're going to blame him, though, whoever he leaves at home, to say that's why we didn't do well in the Euros?
If Dyer goes, yes.
That's all I'm aiming for. If Dyer goes and he doesn't even start, he doesn't even play a minute and we don't win it, I'm blaming him for that.
We lose in the 85th minute of the final and then we're all going to be sat there whinging and whoever's left at home go, well, if he went, we wouldn't be in this position, would we?
I think it's mad how Eric Dyer scored the winning penalty against Colombia.
I just thought that as well. At the
same time. And we still fucking hate him.
It's not enough.
Yeah, it's young, is it?
He could have banged a perfect hat trick.
To be fair, nearly
against Croatia.
Well. Like and,
just looking to see if there's any other midfielders we've left out of here.
Phil Jones, is he still alive? Is he? He'd probably go.
He's looking the other way, isn't he?
Because
his face is
wonky,
isn't it?
Southgate called him up. Southgate called him up. Is it United? He's still there. Milner, Utility. Chris Smalling. He's retired, isn't he, Milner? You don't need Chris. Chris Smalling's Roma, isn't he? Yeah, why does he never get a look in? Ollie Watkins is the other one we didn't think about.
Not a chance.
Go on, H. Summarise. You haven't summarised yet.
Right. Do you want me to give a little summary? Lingard's generated an issue. I think that the part of the summary is we hate all holding midfielders. That's my
Joe, it's my favourite position on a football pitch. You know?
If we had Henderson,
just
Henderson, and stop mucking about all the rest of it.
Yeah,
I like Rice still. I mean, I'd have Henderson over him, but I do think Rice has done a good job.
Yeah, I agree. But it's only when you've got Rice and Phillips.
Yeah, no, it's only one holding mid, and it's only Rice or Hendo, no one else.
We don't need two holding midfielders against Albania.
Yeah, I know, it's horrific.
Fuck's sake.
Hendo's just passion for me as well. I see he goes beetroot and starts shouting at people. That's what I want. Yeah. I want, you know, if we go 1-0 down, I want someone to get older players and go, sort yourself out, go and score a goal. I don't care how you do it, and just start screaming at people. That's
a problem with having Kane as the captain, isn't it?
He's not a captain. Yeah, he's a fantastic
player. He's not going to turn. He does lead people, but yeah. And I was going to say, by his performance, he does deliver at a captain's level because everyone looks up to him. I get that. But like I said, you get into that position, you're 1-0 down. Henderson's going to go and rip you a new one, or he's going to G you up and he's going to get right in your ear hole and drag people across that pitch.
I mean,
if Kane tried doing that, everyone would be soaked.
Yeah, but we're of that generation where that's the right way to go. But the game's changed now where a lot of players don't react to that. They just crawl up in their shell and play even shitter.
Mm.
It's the truth, but it shouldn't be. Henderson being the captain. Going, like we just said, Jim, that exact example, that should fire everyone up. But in this day and age, unfortunately, it don't.
I think when you're playing for England and it's emotional and I think week in, week out is too much. But I think on that stage, you need someone to just go, right, you know, it's like if they all get together and they're having a penalty shootout and they can get into a circle, you want someone to take control and lead of the situation. This is like going to the Olympics, isn't it? This is the biggest peak of your career, isn't it? And this is where you really need to get G'd up. So I agree, I don't think there's a place for it in week on week football in the Premier League or in the league. But when you get to this stage, I want someone who's going to go, right, lads, just make it real and do it.
There's no way if you're doing that to Sterling and Sancho, there's absolutely no way you're getting a good response from them. Look at the clubs they play for and look at their captains. Who's the captain of City? Is it De Bruyne?
It's a whole different setting.
They're a lead by example captain. They're not screaming in your face to up your game.
Yeah.
Sterling's a player that needs an arm around him. It's just the way of the game now.
Mm.
And I'm not saying that it's the right way because it ain't. We're all brought up on, you know, the Tony Adams, the Vieira, the Gerrard, the Terry, and that. That's the era that will get me going if I was playing for England. But it's not the thing that gets people going now.
I agree with you in the league. I don't. Not for your country.
There's no way you're getting Sterling and Sancho. You could probably name other people, maybe Luke Shaw, Harry Maguire, like a hand down captain, is he? I'll just look at him and laugh if he's having a go at me to do something.
I get H's point though. It's tournament mode. It's different. It's survival. It's knockout. It's survival of the fittest, isn't it?
I agree. Like I said,
unless we're
going to
play that fluid.
It ain't the way.
No, I agree. Like, when Spain reigned for so long and Germany were really good and all that, they didn't have those shouting and screaming captains. It backs up your point. Mm. But they played such good football, they didn't need them. Where we're not either.
Some of the players will react, some won't. That's what I want to see. I want to see heart to sleeve.
Yeah.
I want to see giving it everything you can.
That's it.
And
that's exactly
that's
what
one,
I want to see as well.
Yeah, that's one of the ways of generating that, but it ain't going to happen.
So no, good.
Love it.
That's a very succinct summary there. Well done.
I've just thought of a question. I've just thought of a really quick question.
Okay.
What happened with his Bellingham goal?
Oh, joke.
I haven't seen it.
Absolutely joke. Horrific tackle. The fact that Christian's even saying it's a joke is beyond me.
What's happened?
Is that sarcasm?
You must be sarcastic. It's probably the best you've ever acted.
Awful. God, you ain't seen me in my little short film, have you?
Thank Christ.
Yeah.
I saw a headline. There was a lot of noise around it.
Terrible.
What my short film or Jude Bellingham's goal?
No, I've got every chapter of your short film.
Very short.
You know, like when you used to go around your nan's house and she had what's the old Britannia encyclopedia leather hardback.
Yeah.
These boys don't even know what I'm talking about, do they?
No. I've got a clue.
I'm playing along.
Moving on. What happened with Bellingham's goal?
Joke. Absolute joke.
I genuinely haven't seen it. What is it?
He was chasing the ball down. And the ball was bouncing towards Edison. He's out of his box. And it's about, I don't know, knee height, I'd say, maybe, roughly.
If that, yeah.
And Edison goes to kick it, and Bellingham beats him to it. No contact whatsoever. Goes up for a foul.
Yeah, Edison actually kicks Bellingham.
Yeah.
And the referee blows for a foul against Bellingham before he puts it in the goal, so the VAR can't even overrule it. And then books Bellingham for getting kicked and scoring. So, yeah.
Fuck.
Check it out. It's a fucking joke.
And third, it's against my boy Bellingham. So.
Yeah. My boy. On another one, boys, I did go away. I watched Bruce's Price is Right.
Did you enjoy it?
Yeah, good little show. He's a bit of a nonce, isn't he? But, you know, it's a good little show.
You can't call him that.
Arm round, you know, a little fiddle. But yeah, I thought it was good.
Oh, did they win? That's the question. Did they win?
I remember.
Well, sounds of him getting his arm round them. Yeah, they did.
He certainly did. Yeah, like some of the prizes though, they were fucking awful. Back in the day, it's like right top notch.
Well, you don't want a crystal whiskey decanter.
Yeah, like some of them are so bizarre. But
it's normally
it's like stink now. One of them, I can't even remember what it was. Like
a set of suitcases,
or a speedboat for someone who lives in the middle of Manchester.
Yeah,
yeah, it's fucking. It was good. Enjoyed it.
Oh, good. Well done.
There we go.
Right, nice. Should we move on to this Acca that Dan's going to lose us again?
Dan,
this is your last chance to change, mate.
Yeah.
Do you want us to pick you a fixture?
Well, you lead on and we'll follow. Go on, Dan.
I've gone with Doncaster to beat Wigan. Doncaster's home form. I think they're the third best in the league. And yeah, Wigan are obviously in the relegation scrap. So I'm going with Wigan. No, Doncaster. Doncaster to beat Wigan.
Like it. Or don't like it, you're going to lose. But
I can't wait for it to be a fucking 0-0.
I'm having Swansea to beat Millwall.
Lovely. Win-win. H?
Sunderland beat Charlton.
You bastard. You fucking little bastard.
I'm just going with form.
It's gone.
He's gone.
I've gone with Bournemouth to beat Coventry.
So how you can't with form? How? How you can't with form?
Do you want to look at form table for League One?
As you were.
We're all beating our last seven.
Have you anyone else noticed? When he gets really agitated, he goes backwards and forwards. Like Ace Ventura looking for the you know, the front door when he looks out of the lens.
Stop. 3D done.
Oh, what? Well, that arc ain't coming in then. No.
Sunderland, second in the form table.
Yeah, I don't think Charlton first, so.
Charlton, seventh.
We've got the best, I think, the third best away form, though. Be a good game, that's for sure.
Well, the proof is in the pudding, my sonny Jim.
We shall certainly find out.
My sonny GP.
SGP.
we're going on form, yeah?
Yeah, you got problems.
Yeah, I have, yeah.
Yeah, have a look at Doncaster's form.
Yeah, and then look at their home form before he fucking calls me out like that.
Don't give a shit about home form. Look at their form.
They're playing at home.
Doncaster against Wigan.
Yeah.
Doncaster. The
shit.
They lost to Bristol Rovers. Lost to Charlton.
Yeah.
Lost to MK Dons. Drew against Jules. Lost to Oxford.
Away.
Drew in Northampton.
Strong form.
Yeah. Now look at our home form. Christian, stop calling me out, mate. Look at our home form.
Don't care. Move on. Next section.
Well, what odds are we getting?
So the odds are 194,000. Well, not the odds. The winnings are £179.57.
I was going to say, if it was 179 to 1, I'd be having a fiver on that one.
I think it was only 20 quid, but then the Doncaster went on. And then it's gone up to 180. So. Don't know why.
You cunt. Just put the bet on. Let's move on. Mug.
Next up, fingers crossed, it's over to H.
I've no chance, mate.
Love it. Knew it.
Yeah, that's fine. I knew you wouldn't, so I've prepared a game.
I'm a fan of your game. Hey, have we done all the agenda?
Well,
we're at 49 minutes, so I think we've waffled enough.
Yes.
Fucking far too much.
Right, I've got a quick game for you guys.
Let's have it.
It's a new one. So, I am going to... Oh, so, I've pre-selected you 3 players each. What I'm looking for is their current team. So, going to go one at a time. Jim, your first player, where do they play, is Adebayo Akinfenwa.
Is he still at Wickham?
Is that your answer?
Is that your guess?
Yeah.
Yep, he is at Wickham. That's 1 point.
Fuck.
H, your one is Simeon Jackson.
I think he's playing in League 2. That's not helping me, Jim. I don't actually know. I'm going to have to just guess. I'm going to go with... Stevenage.
Can I jump in?
You can. You don't get a point, though. Just pride.
Bother them. Vancouver, what?
I work him for free.
He's playing for Kings Lynn. There you go.
Oh, that was an easy one.
there's varying difficulties for everyone, don't worry.
Fucking wants to be.
You maybe Gunner.
Dan, your one's Harry Kane. No, it's not really. Your one is Charlie Adam.
Dundee.
Is that your answer?
Yeah, Dundee FC.
Well, I would have stuck with Dundee. It's Dundee United. But yeah.
United.
I'll give you the point.
Ooh. Who's the other Dundee then?
Dundee United, Dundee FC.
There's a Dundee City, I think, in the lower league.
Okay. Well, I meant Dundee United.
Okay. Good shit. Jim, I'm in Wigan.
Jim, your second player is Wes Houlihan.
Norwich. Oh no, no.
He's fucked it. He's jumped fucked it.
No, you no, you said is that my answer? You asked me to commit to Akin Jemwa.
True.
No, this What's is second answer? Round, isn't it? No, first one, second round. No, I'm joking. No.
Go on. You can submit your guess. You can stick with Norwich if you want.
No, who is that again?
Wes Houlihan.
Teemu Pukki.
Pukki. Cut that.
Is he a Villa?
Is that your guess? Villa. No, he is at Cambridge.
What? Wow,
never got that.
Good he's at Cambridge? Though.
He is.
Yeah. He went there last year, didn't he?
Yeah, he's been on fire this year. H, your next player is Stuart Downing.
I thought he was going to get easier for him.
It's an easy one.
That's just going to stab me. Middlesbrough.
No, he's at Blackburn. Dan, your one. Dan, your one is Michael Dawson.
Notts Forest.
Is that your answer?
Yeah.
Correct. Jim, your third one. Lyle Taylor.
Oh, I do know.
Dan, play nice.
Wanker. I'd still take him back with open arms, though. We That's know. For sure.
Cool.
Give Jim a few more clues.
He knows who he is.
Can't believe he's
either. He's either at Forest or Huddersfield. I can't remember.
Oh. Gonna have to push you for an answer.
Forest.
Correct. Huddersfield is Carlin Grant.
Yeah.
It was Colin Grant, wasn't it?
Yeah, he's gone now, isn't
he? And then give me a non-league one. Bromley, something?
Your next one is David Silva.
Well, they just famously won their first trophy in 34 years.
Correct. Who is it?
It's, it's fucking...
Barrow.
Fucking, they're playing blue and white. Fuckers.
Salford.
Racing.
Racing? Football.
Sharp.
They're playing blue and white. Who the fuck are they? I've looked it up. I've read the story.
You're a joke. if you don't get this, if you don't get this, you're a joke.
They've won the Copa Road Real Sociedad.
Correct.
Okay, almost. I was going to go Racing Santander.
So, Dan, this is to win it. Otherwise, it's a tie break.
Well,
Aidan McGeady.
Sunderland.
Oh, wow. That Europe. That is flaky. Teed your mate up there. That's pathetic.
You got a fetish with ginger people or something?
Well done, Dan. You got three.
Yeah, Jim well done, Dan.
Two. H got one. As a little quick fire, just to end it, the tie break is how many goals has Zlatan scored in his career, club goals? Each have a guess, just for shit.
328.
328,
okay.
I was going to say 323.
Sad,
I'm going to go 380.
396.
He's a fucking ledge.
I was 16.
Shame.
Off. Yeah, well done, Ginger. Ginger Prince. Ginger Prince. We're all proud of you.
Well, he told you that question before as well, did he? Yeah.
Have you seen that fruit machine where Robin Hood runs along and then someone chases him? Have you seen it? Have you seen the fruit machine, GP?
You had your tablets today.
Is it the feature game?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
You look like Robin Hood on there. Have you seen him?
Not Robin Hood. Yeah, it is.
I'm gonna find it.
I'm trying to go the Musketeer vibe, really, but no, it's obviously not catching on.
Get your sword out.
I don't need to shave, to be fair.
Right, anyway. I'll end the recording there, shall I?
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks for listening.
No one's listening.
Yeah, thanks for listening if you still are.
Yeah.
If you are, let us know and we'll send you a few freebies because I don't know what you're still doing listening to this.